With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome again to Keeping Up Appearances, the luxury podcast. This is the companion podcast for exploring the world of Hyacinth Bouquet in the hit BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. My name's Jonathan Vernon-Smith, and of course with me, my friend William Hanson.
Hello, yes, Jonathan and I are here because we are bonkers about the bouquets, and we want you to understand that and become just as weird about Wayne the Elm as us.
As you know by now, in each episode of this luxury podcast, William and I will take you through an episode of Keeping Up Appearances, delving deep into the world of the bouquets. So which episode are we talking about today, William?
Well, it's Violet's Country Cottage.
One of my faves.
A better episode than episode two.
Absolutely.
Here's the synopsis from the Harold Snowd companion book. Hyacinth has arranged to borrow Violet's country home for the weekend. She and Richard haven't been there very long before they meet up with Bunty and her husband Dorian, who, while they are socially in the right class for Hyacinth, are also both extremely eccentric. By the time Onslow, Daisy and Rose and Daddy arrive for a barbecue as arranged...
I love this episode so much.
As arranged, quite a lot of wine has been drunk and things have got rather out of hand.
This is one of the best episodes ever.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And for me, I have a lot of history with this episode.
Oh, do you?
As you know.
Yes, tell us.
Well, I'll tell you later.
Oh, right, okay. Tease ahead.
Yeah. It's the cottage.
It is the cottage.
You know what happened at the cottage.
I do know what happened at the cottage. Mm. And maybe is it a good episode because they are, other than a few bits at the start, they're taken out of the normal environment.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think so.
And so we the comic potential is increased.
Well, as we saw last week in the episode, it was a little bit silly and it was all set at Wayne Elm, and it felt as if the writer was struggling a little to create something truly funny from that environment. And maybe, who knows, maybe that's why they said, do you know what, let's take them out of that house for the next episode.
Yes, see them in different settings.
Exactly. We begin the episode with Hyacinth and Richard loading the car with stuff for Violet's luxury country cottage.
And it doesn't sound very well packed, I'll be honest. And by Hyacinth's standards, you'd think everything would be meticulous. Richard's loading the boot with the box, and there's so much glass sound effect.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem very secure.
It would appear Hyacinth wants to pack absolutely everything for the experience.
Do be careful with my crystal glassware, Richard.
Yes.
Now, do you know the difference between normal glassware and crystal glassware?
Well, crystal has pattern on it, doesn't it, normally?
No, it's the material. No, that's cut glass.
Right.
That's cut glass, crystal glassware.
Okay.
But you can have crystal glassware that's just sort of plain.
Oh, can you?
Yes.
Well, every day's a school day with you.
So crystal glassware, basically you can do thinner, more delicate shapes. So if you want more delicate glass, you have to put in... Actually, there's no crystal in it, but you have to put additional elements in.
I see.
And it was considered the height of taste, sort of early 20th century, bit passé because it's quite sort of easy to do now. So Hyacinth boasting about it, again, it's another one of those snob indicators, but actually she doesn't really know what she's talking
about. Do you have crystal?
No.
Can it go in the dishwasher?
We don't ever put our glasses in the dishwasher.
I do.
That's why they're always a little bit cloudy.
Do you wash your glasses?
We say, it'll be a lovely evening at Jonathan's, but...
Oh, forgive his cloudy glasses.
Bring a bottle.
Oh, no. No, I would never serve cloudy glasses at a luxury soiree.
No,
I mean, a couple of the everyday ones are a bit cloudy.
No, even our everyday.
Really?
I'm forever washing glasses.
Oh, life's too short.
You know I can't entertain without my crystal glassware.
Hyacinth's on the phone.
She is.
And she's arranging, very sensibly, to have her post redirected for the 2 days that they're going to be at Violet's luxury country cottage.
Again, watching this growing up, and even, to be honest, even when I watched this last year, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Who gets post now?
I get a lot of posts.
Do you? I bet
yes.
you do.
But I always say you have to send to receive.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
My favourite part of the conversation she's having on the phone, with, I presume, Royal Mail,
yes.
is when she brags about Violet's luxury country cottage and says that it's got a fully fireproof thatched roof.
Yes.
And I don't even know if it's possible to have such a thing.
No, and a patio and built-in barbecue. And actually, in Series 5, when they go to Violet's main residence, that has a built-in barbecue as well, around the back. Obviously, it's a token of Violet and Bruce's residence.
True.
You know, Bruce thinks the height of taste is glassware engraved with naked ladies.
Can I just talk about the glassware again? Not the crystal ones, but why she's taking the crystal glassware. Because Bruce has naked ladies on his glassware. However, I felt from a writing point of view, on the basis that every time we normally hear about Bruce, he's in drag, he wants to be the female lead... Naked glassware. Do you think the glassware is a bit of a sort of smokescreen that Bruce is planting to cover up the fact he might be gay or bi?
I don't think Bruce is gay or bi, is he?
I don't know. But
I always thought Bruce is just... He's just a... He's a sexual deviant.
Right. Well, that clears that up.
He's just a deviant, isn't he?
Yes.
He's up to all kinds.
With his glassware.
With his glassware and his naked people.
They'd be cloudy.
They won't redirect her since post. And she's not happy.
I completely get that.
Yes.
No, she crosses it off her list. Do you make a list when you pack? If you're going away to Frigg.
When I go to Frigg? No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Because I know what I'm taking. I know what's in Frigg.
Okay.
So I just, whatever I need, I just shove it in.
Yeah, Mikey likes to do a list.
Really?
And it annoys the hell out of me.
Oh.
There's a whole list, and he packs, and he puts music on to pack, and it's a whole thing.
Puts music on for the packing music.
He spends more time picking out the music.
Bit of Cliff Richards.
No.
No?
No, because some sort of obscure cast recording for some Broadway, off-Broadway show.
Hyacinth is wondering whether she should pack a couple of her favourite ornaments. Because, again, that's completely normal when you go away for the weekend.
Yes.
You must take some of your own ornaments.
Nice to have some of your home comforts.
For the shelves.
Yeah, Bruce's might be
common. Exactly. I think it's so she can move old sexual deviant Bruce's.
Yes.
And replace them with her own.
Something more tasteful. Richard is then intercepted by a friend. We don't know who the friend is, but
I assumed it was a neighbour.
Yeah, it's a neighbour. Fun fact here, trivia fans. That actor, Ian Burford, as presumably the same character, appears 3 times throughout the entire series. We've already met him. Do you know which episode?
No.
Toy Boy. Daisy's Toy Boy, Series 1.
Oh, is he outside the shop?
Yeah. Then we have him in this episode, and then he's in the very last of the proper episodes, not the Christmas special. He meets outside when Hyacinth's up performing for the specialty group, whatever it is, and Richard has the chat with him then. So he appears 3 times.
Look at you, you nerd.
Yes.
You've spotted it.
I like to go into the detail.
We cut to Onslow, Daisy and Rose, who have been informed that Hyacinth and Richard are going away to Violet's cottage and that they're having a barbecue. And Hyacinth is very keen, not that they go, but that Daddy goes.
Yes. But Daisy seems to think that they can probably wangle an invitation once they're there.
And she seems very enthusiastic about the idea, and I'm not quite sure why, because normally they don't want to spend any time with Hyacinth at all.
No, but it's food.
Oh, I see. It's the prospect of
it's
a burger.
It's free food.
Right.
I would say no to free food.
Yeah. It's very good dialogue, this.
Mm.
Very good dialogue. There's the whole conversation around coziness, and she says, this isn't cozy, we're derelict. which I think is marvellous.
Yeah, it's although sometimes the Onslow and Daisy scenes, you are sort of waiting for it to get back to Hyacinth in particular. Sometimes there are some real gems of lines that, that perhaps don't get as picked up as much as Hyacinth's ones.
It's not the same, though, is it? Outside of your own cosy environment.
We're not cosy. We're nearly derelict.
I like derelict. I'm into derelict.
We're instantly transported to Elizabeth and Emmett's living room, where Elizabeth breaks the news to Emmett that unfortunately they have been invited as well to the barbecue at the cottage.
And Emmett's having such a nice day until that point.
He starts crying. Poor, pathetic old Emmett. He starts crying.
Have you ever cried because you've been invited somewhere?
No.
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 I've cried because I haven't been invited to places, but not...
Does that happen often?
No.
No, of course not. Then we move on to a scene that I absolutely adore.
It's lovely.
Word has got around that they're going away for the weekend. So the neighbours have all come to just make sure that it's true, but Hyacinth assumes they've come to wave her off.
And she's a vision in her country tweeds.
It's when she opens the door and she comes out and she sees them and she gives that look as if to say, oh, they've come. Oh.
And then she sits on a vase.
She gets the vase up her bottom, which is never ideal.
No.
But then when they drive off, she waves like the queen.
We must never move, dear. We'd be greatly missed.
Oh, it's lovely.
It is
that,
nice.
That scene is absolutely fantastic. We then get our first view of the luxury, charismatic country cottage.
Yes, beautiful.
It is, it's beautiful.
Now tell us, if we wish to visit it, and probably you can't because it's private, but if you wish to visit the village, where do we go, Jonathan?
So it's a village in Northamptonshire called Upper Harleston. And I am very, very delighted to be able to say that on my radio programme, we went to the cottage.
That's marvellous. And did you enjoy seeing it?
Yes. So I, do a radio programme across Northamptonshire.
Yes.
And
and Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
And Beds, Hearts and Bucks. And my reporter at the time, Annabelle, she went to the cottage.
Who?
Annabelle, yes. She's a big deal in Northamptonshire.
Oh, right, yeah.
She went to the cottage, met the real owners of the cottage. And of course, and we'll get to this part of the programme later, I made Annabelle do the conga around the garden in the front.
Which is marvellous.
Yes.
Highlight of Annabelle's life.
Yeah. It's a beautiful cottage in a really beautiful... Northamptonshire has some of the most stunning villages in this country.
It does. And that beautiful Northamptonshire stone.
It's a very orangey stone, normally. And
when you say normally...
Well, there are some villages where it's less orange, but most of the villages, it's a very... And in fact, some of the villages, it's really orange, really, really orange.
Mm.
But it's just beautiful, beautiful village. And that cottage is stunning. So when we first get the view of it, we think, wow, that does look nice.
That you can see why Hyacinth would be getting excited.
Oh, yes. Show that one off. Oh!
Oh!
Is that the phone? It's bound to be my sister Violet's luxury slimline white telephone with last number redial.
We'll be back in a minute.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Bucketheads. We're talking about Violet's Country Cottage. It's the third episode of the third series of Keeping Up Appearances, and we have just arrived at Violet's Country Cottage.
Richard's unpacking the Rover.
Yes.
When there's a gunshot.
Ooh.
There's bound to be a gunshot. It's the country. Do you ever hear gunshots in your part of London?
Not in my part of London, but when I visit certain friends. But growing up in the country, I did hear gunshots.
I hear gunshots all the time where I live.
Mm.
Yes.
Clay pigeon shooting.
And it's not my neighbours.
And is it not?
It's not clay pigeon shooting.
Oh, is it real?
Yeah, they're shooting animals.
Oh. Oh, I did, yeah. To be fair, I have no idea what they were doing in our fields. the farmers' fields.
I see.
But, you know, the fields around us.
Yeah.
I'm saying clay pigeon shooting. It might have been shooting at a rabbit.
A lady arrives with her gun over her shoulder, and this is the first sighting of dear old Bunty.
Dear old Bunty, played by Marsha Warren, who, fun fact everyone, you know I love my facts, is soon to be playing the Queen Mother in The Crown.
Are you joking?
No.
Really?
No, yeah. In series 5 and 6, she is the Queen Mother.
How old is she now?
The age that the Queen Mother was in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is 204.
Bunty has arrived at the car and Hyacinth spots her and instantly realises that it must be the lady from the manor house.
Who is the right sort of person.
Yeah. And Hyacinth's desperate for her to be invited in. And there's that lovely slapstick scene where she's beckoning at Richard through the glass.
Yes.
Bring her in.
And Richard has no idea.
He has no idea, and he's pulling all kinds of funny faces.
And
she thinks he's having a fit.
Yes, and when Hyacinth then meets Bunty, she has that she does an even posher voice.
Well,
have you noticed?
I have certainly have noticed.
Yes.
It is absolutely hilarious.
It's heightened RP.
Before Bunty actually enters the cottage, there is a little scene that's quite crucial to this, where there's a phone call for Hyacinth.
Yes.
And it's Daisy, isn't it, on the phone?
It is. And she's singing, Hyacinth sings, Tramp, Tramp, Tramp Along the Highway, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Tramp, tramp, tramp along the highway.
No, Rose, it's not Boris, it's Hyacinth.
And that's when we're first given the indication that they're going to be bringing somebody to the barbecue called Mrs. Thing.
Mrs. Thing. Now, have you got a pen?
I have. I've written it down already.
I'd like you to try to pronounce it. For Bucketheads listening, it's Zbygn.
This is Zbygn. Zbygn.
Zbygn. Zbygn. Oh, very well. If he wants to bring Mrs. Thing, I suppose it could be Mrs. Thing.
You can understand why she's called Mrs.
She's
Thing.
Called Mrs. Thing, yes. But we are now aware that when the family arrive, the family from the wrong side of the tracks arrive, they are going to be coming with somebody else called Mrs. Thing. And that's quite crucial a little later on.
Have you noticed when Hyacinth puts the phone down, the phone lights up blue and Hyacinth, and I'm guessing this is an ad lib that she did, and she didn't know it was going to do that. And she sort of reacts to the phone lighting up blue.
Yes.
But I thought it was a nice Bruce touch, because I feel that Bruce would have a phone that sort of had this perspex around it that flashed blue when you put
little
it down.
Little bit nouveau riche.
Very nouveau riche.
Little bit deviant.
A deviant telephone.
Deviant telephone.
I think the inside of the cottage was a set. Did Annabelle ascertain that at
all? Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a set.
Yeah.
Hyacinth goes out to meet the lady from the manor house because Richard's doing such a useless job of bringing her in. And she gets chatting to Bunty.
Are you the lady from the manor house?
That's right, I'm Bunty.
I'm Hyacinth.
Oh, oops.
My sister Violet told me about you. Do go through.
Oh, yes, I am the lady from the manor house. And as you said, quite rightly, the pair of them are so plummy, and Hyacinth, she becomes more and more plummy.
Yeah.
And it becomes apparent that she's lost her dog, Zoe. Her gun-shy dog, her gun-shy bitch.
Have you seen a bitch?
Have you seen a bitch? So Hyacinth tells Richard he's got to go off and find Bunty's dog.
Because finding it is important socially.
Yeah. Then we move back into the house, and this is one of my favourite scenes ever in Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, really?
And do you know why?
Because it involves alcohol.
And it reminds me of you and me. Because we begin the drinking scene where it's clear dear old Bunty is a good old country sort.
Yep.
She loves a drink.
She does love a drink.
Now, I get the impression that Hyacinth probably doesn't normally drink.
No, I think she's quite well restrained.
Exactly.
Well, we see in future episodes what happens when she gets really, really drunk.
Which is a bit like you. You don't drink very much, do you?
Hardly touch the stuff.
Only when encouraged.
Yes.
I, however...
How often do you go to the pub?
I do like a drink. And
how often do you go to the pub?
Well, most days. And so it's very clear that Bunty wants a drink and Hyacinth starts pouring these drinks.
Mm.
And the two of them get absolutely sloshed.
Yep.
Love it.
I am making great strides here socially.
It's funny. It's hilarious.
It is absolutely hilarious.
Richard is disturbing Hyacinth's great strides socially, of course, because, and Hyacinth, though, nearly scuppers it because she thinks Dorian, this other chap who's turned up looking a bit like Wurzel Gummidge outside, is a tramp.
Yes.
She doesn't really get that the aristocracy sort of in the country dress to blend in with the country, and actually this is then highlighted when we have the family turn up later.
She describes him as some old tramp. Why have you brought some old tramp back to the house?
But then Bunty doesn't take offence particularly. She knows exactly that that's her Dorian.
Yes. Hyacinth goes out to get rid of Dorian, thinking that he is an old tramp at that stage, and not realising he is the gentleman of the manor.
Yes.
Lord of the manor.
The title probably runs through his blood.
Probably. And he instantly takes a liking to Hyacinth and starts to get a bit fresh with her.
Mm. A lot of men seem to like Hyacinth.
What does he describe her as? A sturdy...
Sturdy old galleon or something
sturdy,
like that?
Sturdy, yes. He likes a chunky woman.
But I don't see her as chunky massively.
I think in this scene she looks a bit slimmer, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's... It could be the A-line dress, I don't know.
Yeah, but he's certainly very keen on her. And as Richard and Dorian arrive into the house, Bunty's legs have gone. Because by this point, she's had a skinful.
Yes.
She's had an absolute skinful. And there's that lovely moment where she can't walk.
She's paralytic.
She's absolutely... Well, she's not quite paralytic, but she's certainly...
Oh, really? Is that not paralytic?
No.
What's paralytic?
Paralytic's not fun.
Oh. Have you been paralytic?
I have been paralytic, yes. Oh. I'm ashamed to say.
I have not.
You're talking to someone who had his stomach pumped when I was six.
Yeah, I forget that.
I had my stomach pumped when I was six, and I had to be rescued from a swimming pool at the Canvas Holidays Welcome Barbecue. Aged 13, because I'd had so much to drink, I couldn't swim.
Was that paralytic?
I was paralytic.
At the Canvas Holidays Welcome Barbecue?
Absolutely, in the south of France. I had to be rescued by it. He almost had to, you know, give me CPR.
Oh.
But I survived.
You survived.
Yes.
You're here and drink responsibly.
No, paralytic is, you know, paralytic is when someone's really had too much.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Not paralytic. She's just a bit, she's a bit squiffy. She's got a bit legless.
Paralytic adjacent.
That's right. Onslow, Daisy and Mrs. Thing arrive outside in the car.
And all we see is leg. Leg and shorts and knees.
As they arrive in the drive, we cut back to the inside of the house where, by this point, things have built to quite a crescendo. Hyacinth and Dorian are dancing and Richard and Bunty are dancing.
Yes, to the record player.
And there's that lovely... da 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 And it's hilarious.
And there's a very long "Wah!" at one point.
Then Dorian grabs Hyacinth by the bottom.
Is it the bottom or is it the sort
well,
of...
Well, it starts with the waist, if you've noticed.
Yes.
And then once he's got her doing a conga, he then cups her buttocks.
Oh, Dorian.
Yes.
Don't approve of that behaviour.
Well,
but this was the 90s.
Have you never grabbed anyone's buttocks?
No. Well, not that I've been...
during the when doing the conga.
Loving consensual relationship with.
As they come out, they start doing the conga outside. Then we cut back to Onslow, Daisy, Rose and Mrs. Thing.
And Daddy.
And as they're standing there in the driveway, suddenly the conga appears through the front garden. And that's when they fall over and then they see legs. Nothing but legs.
Yes. And I have to say, the Onslow clan are dressed very badly for a barbecue. They look like they're going to the beach.
They do.
But
In Florida.
They don't have a lot of clothes, probably,
no, they
to
don't.
Choose from. So that's fair enough. Now, talking of congas, Jonathan.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever done a conga?
I've done the conga on a mobility scooter.
Yes, I knew this. Can you tell us why?
For charity. It's the only way you can justify doing something like that. It was...
it for children in need?
It was for children in need a few years ago. And for some reason, we decided that it would be quite fun to do the conga, the proper do-do-do, come on and do the conga, on mobility scooters in a synchronised dance routine. It was hilarious.
Is there video footage of this?
Somewhere.
It was just before the days of camera phones, really, wasn't it?
It was.
So it's probably not as...
But it was very good. Although seconds before we were due to go on...
Yes.
I couldn't get my battery going. And the
on
music...
The chair.
The music had started and I turned the key in my scooter. This was backstage and there was no light.
Oh, it was on a stage. I thought it was around the office.
No, this was on stage in front of a lot of people.
Oh.
And we all came on in these scooters from the wings and then did a full-on synchronised... conga on mobility scooter.
In my head, when I pictured this, it's just around the office.
No, this
which maybe makes it worse.
No, this was a proper stage performance on the mobility scooters.
God,
it was hilarious. I loved it. Loved every minute of it.
Well, good on children in need. I'm sure lots of money was raised.
So we've got to the point where they're on the floor, and then they get up. And they start dancing again, don't they? Because they're so drunk. Hyacinth doesn't care anymore.
No, and she doesn't. She's having a nice time with her new social friends. They haven't seemed to mind Onslow and Daisy and co turning up.
Yeah,
we can carry on. So they're doing the conga. They pause, it breaks apart, and Hyacinth realizes we still haven't found the dog.
That's true.
So sends Richard off to carry on looking for the dog.
So he starts shouting, "Zoe, Zoe!" And then finally, Mrs. Thing, her true identity is revealed because it would appear her name is Zoe.
Zoe. Yes. Doesn't look like a Zoe.
And then Mrs. Thing kind of takes Richard into the bushes. I mean,
But maybe she spent however long over in Britain, no one's known what to call her. And suddenly she's
so delighted to be called Zoe.
She's deeply aroused.
She wants to take Richard into the bushes and have it off.
Yeah. With her boyfriend's daughter's husband.
Very odd.
Yes,
it's all
very weird. It's the country.
Yes.
It all goes on.
Meanwhile, we cut back to Hyacinth and Dorian and Bunty, who's going inside. And obviously, Onslow, Daisy and Rose are very keen to know who that is. Mm. And Hyacinth says, "Oh, that's Bunty. If her legs were working, you'd like Bunty."
And that's the episode. It's a nice ending, but it's not the strongest.
Well, you say that.
It's not the weakest.
The conga is worth it. Come on. Okay, the final line isn't the strongest.
But Patricia Routledge in a conga, hysterical.
It's absolutely fabulous.
Patricia Routledge with the Queen Mother. Now, before we go, should we see how much we were all paying attention to that episode? We've got a fun question here. We've got three questions.
Oh, I love a question.
God. That's a good one. Which part of Emmett's body does he feel relaxing at the knowledge of Hyacinth's imminent departure for the weekend?
Which part of his body does he feel relaxing?
I think that's the tablets. I don't think that's...
I have no idea.
I'm going to say ears. And I'm right.
He feels his ears relaxing.
Because she's just not going to sing.
Oh, I see.
Okay, point to me.
Well done.
Question two. What is Bunty's cocktail garnished with?
Ah, now it's green.
Yes.
It's a kind of, I want to say a glacier cherry kind of thing, but it's green.
Yeah. Possibly you can get green glacier cherries, but not commonly.
What is it?
I'm going to say an olive.
No, but it's not a proper olive.
No, it's... I'm wrong. Do you give a guess?
Glacier cherry.
Well, I can probably give you the point. It's a green I can't ever say that word. Maraschino cherry.
There you go.
So you're right. Yeah, it's a posh glacier cherry.
Yeah, it's too artificial to be an olive.
Yeah. Good questions, these. Okay, final question. What does Onslow's colourful and casual shirt say on it? Oh, my God. That's such a good question.
Oh, that is a good question.
See, because it's not been worn by Patricia Routledge, I haven't paid much attention.
Is it something beach-related?
Get me to the beach.
Go surfing.
Life's a beach.
Go on, what is it?
It is Tijuana.
Oh.
Which I presume maybe he's been on holiday there. Maybe he hasn't. I'm guessing he probably hasn't.
Tijuana Taxi.
What's that?
It's a song.
Oh, is this?
Yeah.
By whom?
Herb Alpert.
Oh, him, yes. Mm. Oh, he's good going numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
If you want to keep up with the bouquets, you can now listen back to William and me chatting through every episode of Series 1 and 2. We'll be back next week with the fourth episode of the third series. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, we're going to go on a holiday without really trying. Holiday brochures at the ready.
Oh, wow, I love that episode. Remember, we're always in need of your help to let other people know about the world of Hyacinth Bouquet and our luxury podcast. Just mind they don't brush against our walls.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.